News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
News overnight of a horrendous mass shooting in Louisiana in the United States. 8 children killed, more injured. With us is David Smith, who is the Washington correspondent for The Guardian. David, can you bring us up to speed on what we know of the shooting thus far?
Yeah, this was a tragic incident. 8 children killed and 2 other people seriously injured at the shooting spree at 3 different locations in Shreveport, Louisiana. The gunman has been named as Shamar Elkins, who was aged 31, known to have had mental health problems in the past. And according to a New York Times report, he had expressed suicidal thoughts to family members recently. And in fact, 7 of the 8 children killed were Mr. Elkins' own children, and they ranged in age from 1 to 14. He also shot 2 other people, including his wife, who was taken to hospital, and she still has life-threatening injuries. Piecing together what happened, it sounds like after the shooting, Elkins took a car by force. He was pursued by police who opened fire. That's according to police at a press conference. It's still not clear if Elkins was actually killed by the police or turned the gun on himself and died. But a community obviously stunned by this tragedy.
And a tragedy that is unique, as far as I can see, in terms of the fact of the victims being related to, I mean, a man going out to murder 8 of his own children is just so horrendous. And one of them, I believe, one of his children survived by jumping off a roof to escape their own father.
Yes, and, you know, clearly a very desperate situation. And I think details still emerging of what exactly happened in those moments. We're also learning a little more about Mr. Elkins' own background. He had served in the Army. He was in the Louisiana Army National Guard for a few years. He was not actually deployed. He had 2 past criminal convictions. A history of mental health troubles, including people said that he had a bald spot in his hair, where he had this nervous tick of pulling his hair out, and obviously his family grieving what has happened today.
And of course, despite that, he was able, whether legally or illegally, to access and obtain firearms.
Yeah, I think that will be a crucial part of this investigation now. What we always see in these incidents, of course, is question mark over the accessibility of guns in America. Certainly in 2019, one of Elkins' previous convictions was for the illegal use of weapons. Whenever we get mass killings like this, it does reopen that debate about, first, why are so many firearms available legally? And then, secondly, how often people find ways around the rules to obtain them as well. This culture of gun violence and mass shootings persists in the United States.
David, thank you very much. That is David Smith, Washington correspondent for The Guardian.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.